extreme weather events, and children's health. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Public health experts want us to pay more attention to the effects of climate change on kids. Madeline Thompson is a senior research scientist at Columbia University, and we reached her by Skype. She says kids are much more vulnerable to climate-related disasters like floods, droughts, and heat waves.
There's a lack of awareness in the broader community how the children need specific interventions that actually target them in particular. If you don't target children, then they will definitely suffer disproportionately.
For example, kids are more vulnerable to dehydration and heat stress. Thompson says an international group of experts should be established, ideally by the World Health Organization and UNICEF. She says that group could then develop medical protocols to take better care of children when extreme weather events happen. This is the Environment Report. Many Americans are okay with genetic engineering of animals if it benefits human health, but a lot of people oppose other uses of the technology. Carrie Funk joins me to talk about this new survey. She's the Director of Science and Society Research at the Pew Research Center. Hello.
Hello.
In this survey, you gave people five different scenarios of genetic engineering. These are things that are already happening or in the works or could realistically happen in the future. And you asked people in each case, is this an appropriate use of technology or taking technology too far? What did you find?
What's interesting here is we really tried to have a wide range of uses of genetic engineering in animals. And you don't see uniform responses. Public opinion really depends on both the mechanism and purpose of the genetic engineering. It was really striking to see that there is widespread public acceptance of the idea of genetically engineering mosquitoes in order to reduce the number of mosquito-borne diseases. And we also see a majority of Americans saying that they would support the idea of using genetic engineering to grow human organs. And by contrast, other uses, we saw really a majority on the side of saying this would be taking technology too far. So one of the things we took away from this is that public acceptance of genetic engineering in animals really was aimed at uses that would benefit human health.
And what's your understanding of the reasons why that is?
You know, why is always a complicated question from surveys, but one of the things we have in this survey is people's explanations in their own words for why they thought it would be taking technology too far. And what really is striking from that is that people give a fairly nuanced concern about the potential impact of these technologies on animals, on humans, and on the broader ecosystem.
So one of the things that stands out to me was the question about using a closely related species to bring back an extinct animal. How did people respond to that?
You know, I think one of the things that's striking there is there were lots of people who objected to this idea. In fact, the majority thought it would be taking technology too far. And among that group, many talked about the idea that that these species would be extinct for a reason. And that the ecosystem they'd be coming back into would be one that, you know, allowed them to die out originally and therefore would be less supportive of them surviving. So that certainly was one major theme. You know, and then for some people, there were a number of people who thought this was just kind of interfering with nature in a way that we really shouldn't be doing.
Carrie Funk is the Director of Science and Society Research at the Pew Research Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.